You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
It's Animal Radio. How apropos, we're an American band for our 4th of July weekend. A three-day weekend for many of you. You're lucky if you do get the three-day weekend. I hope you're out with your animals. But, you know, on the 4th of July, sometimes it's not so fun to be out with your dogs. They kind of freak out sometimes. It depends, I guess, what kind of dog you have. If they're, I guess some dogs are more easy with the noises than other dogs.
Absolutely.
We keep our dogs inside at night when the fireworks go off. At night, we turn on a little music so they can't hear the fireworks.
And our cat. Let's not forget the cats.
The cats
we have
too.
A cat that is afraid, that runs under the bed for any kind of loud noises, whether it's fireworks or thunder.
And what do you do with your dogs, Doc?
Well, I actually, I either take them out of town and get far away from humanity where there's no sounds, or I hold them up in the inside of the house. So my strategy is I really wear them out, exhaust them, take them hiking in the morning so that they are really tired. And then otherwise I set up a kind of internal barrier. So I turn on music throughout the house, the television, give them a good shoe bone, really try not to kind of pay attention to when they're showing fear, and rather I reward them for being calm, quiet, and being confident. And then throughout the year, I also do desensitize them to the sound of fireworks. So I do that with playing internet audio tunes of fireworks going off.
And then what
storms.
Do you do? So you play the fireworks and then you give them treats or what?
Yeah, so we play it at a really low level, and I just play it quiet enough that they can hear it, but not so much that they're responding. So I watch their body language. So I watch to make sure their eyes, ears are comfortable, they're not lip licking, they're not starting to pant or get up and get nervous. And as long as they're calm, cool, and quiet, I'm like tossing treats to them. And then gradually I'll work the level of the volume up and get them more and more used to that. And there's even an app I have on my phone called Puppy School. And on there, it has all sorts of different sounds, like fireworks, it has tractors, busy streets, hair dryers. And if you could actually desensitize your pet to this before they have a fear, and it's even better to train a pet to not be afraid of those sounds before they get older.
Okay, so this is not something we can do in the next 2 days. This is something that has to be done all throughout the year.
Yeah.
No, that'll be homework for next year, yeah. But, you know, a lot of dogs, we prescribe tranquilizers. I use natural supplements like L-theanine or the milk protein Zilkine to help calm pets, and then pheromones, really to kind of do what we can to make them as comfortable and calm as we can.
Okay, so have yourself a very safe 4th of July weekend, and thank you for joining us today. In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Zach George. He's the young guy. I'm not going to say it. He's younger than...
He's a trainer.
He's a
competent trainer.
Yes.
I guess his training method is youthful. You know, he's not the one that wants to scare your dog into
dominating
that. And you can check him out on YouTube, and he gives out free dog training tips and free YouTube videos. So, I mean, you can learn how to train your dog, some of these things, right from the video. Brand new book. We'll give out some of his books, and he'll be on the way in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. Robert Simrose here with 5 things you must do before your pet goes missing. These are things that you don't want to do after they go missing.
And yeah.
Just around the corner right here on Animal Radio. Also, this hour, we're going to hear some cloning success stories from Viagen.
Really?
Out some animals that have been cloned. And
I'm curious.
Exactly. I am curious, too. You know, I've always been on the edge about this whole thing, and I'm just learning. There's a lot of implications to cloning, as everybody knows. Lori, what are you doing over there in the newsroom? I see Gordy is sleeping out loud.
Actually, that's Gordy and Lucy, so it should be doubly loud.
Yes, that's probably what it is.
Yeah. Thunderstorms don't affect them here. Coming up, there's this company in Colorado. Pretty earthy area. And they've developed a great product. I think, I don't know how it's going to taste, but it's the equivalent of wine for your cat.
Cat wine. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds intriguing.
Yeah.
I've always thought when I'm enjoying a glass of wine and my cat's just sitting there that I feel like I'm doing it alone.
Well, yeah. Well, they're staring at you like they want you to share.
Okay. Well, so...
Well, this could be a bonding experience for you.
Okay. We'll find out more with Lori Brooks in just a second. 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android and BlackBerry. Brought to you by Doctors Foster's and Smith.
Hey, it's Alan Cable. Got an email from a listener. How do I stop my dog from jumping on people? That's a pretty common problem. Chances are you're unwittingly rewarding your dog for jumping on you. I was at the dog park the other day. There was a nice lady there. We got into a conversation. She kept going, go ahead, play, play, come on, to her dog. And I finally said, your dog is playing. Every time you say that, you're confusing him because he runs over and jumps on you. He's already doing what you want and doesn't know what you want him to do. He's going to play on his own. All you have to do is stand there. And he really doesn't understand what you're saying. It was interesting for me. I could see the confusion in her dog, but she couldn't. He was already playing with another dog. And every time she started saying this stuff, he stopped to run over and jump on her. Dogs don't understand your sentences. They do get your tone, though, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood. So when the dog was jumping on her, she was getting more excited with her voice, but shooing him away with her hands. So he's confused. It's just all confusing. I'm confused. Anyway, if your dog is jumping on you and other people, especially when you're greeting him, don't speak to him in a positive manner. Make sure there are no rewards for your dog when he's jumping on you or other people. Even dog lovers who tell you they don't mind your dog's jumping, tell them no. Dogs can't distinguish between, oh, I can jump on him, but I can't jump on her. It's either all or nothing with a dog. He can either jump on everybody or nobody. We always talk about setting your dog up for success, so think about how you'd be setting your dog up for failure if you scolded him for jumping on one person, but rewarded him for jumping on you or another. Wouldn't that be unfair and confusing and create anxiety in you if you were that dog? Well, that's what it does. So if your dog jumps on you when you get home, make it a non-event. Don't talk to your dog. Don't greet him for about 15 minutes after you get home. This will make your dog calmer, less anxious. Then when you do say hi, bend over and pet him at his level. This way he doesn't have to jump on you. And finally, teach your dog the sit and off commands. You do this by correcting your dog quickly and sternly when he jumps on you. And then when he sits, you tell him he's a good dog.